Angibonge mvamisa ngesilungu bathi the worst is yet to come. Isona isimo esikusona njengamanje eMzantsi Afrika. Masibheke izibalo, kukhona izibalo zikhuphuka ngendlela emangazayo, okusho ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi abantu abathestwa iningi labo kuvele sobala ukuthi cha igcwane likhona kanti noma ungameli nethimba lakhe lisebenza kwi-corona lalo belishilo vele ukuthi cha i-lockdown yayikhandelwe nje ukuthi ezimelane nempilo ake ngithi umkhandlu wezempilo uzilungiselele ukuthi abantu mabegula bathola indawo ezikulungele okufana nemibhede ezibhedlela ne-equipment engabe idingakala. Kungakho ngithi mina okwamanje lapha eSouth Africa empeleni izinga elabantu abaphathwa abatholakala banegciwane le-corona kutsho ukuthi selithanda ukukhuphuka kakhulu kanti nelani lalabo abashonayo.
AbeZimbabwe abaningi bayaqhubeka belokhu befuna ukuthi babiselwe ekhaya. Sikhuluma nje sizwa ukuthi wabakhona abanye abafikileyo izolo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani njengoba yona i-lockdown isiphela kodwa abantu belokhu befuna ukuthi baye ekhaya. Kungakuhamba njani?
Isizathu esenza ukuthi abantu abaningi abeZimbabwe batholakale belokhu befuna ukuphuma lapha eSouth Africa besiye ekhaya ngathi mhlawumbe zimbili. Esokuqala ukuthi balambile laba bantu nethuba lokuthi bathole mhlawumbe indlela yokuphila alilihlanga ngoba iningi labo lisebenza emsebenzini yokuzenzela lokho esikubiza nge-informal sector okusho ukuthi abanawo amathuba okuba semsebenzini kanti futhi iningi labo kalizange lithole nemali lezo bezikhokhwa nguhulumeni ezikhokhelwa laba abangasebenziyo kumbe ezikhokhelwa laba akade besebenza okubizwa nge-UIF abazange bafinyelele ukuba kuthole lokho ngoba uhulumeni ulokhu edonsa iy'nyawo ekunikezeni abantu bangaphandle leyo mali. Kanti-ke futhi okwesibili sizwile ungqongqoshe owezokusebenza uThula Sinxese sezwa kanye nabanye abathile bekhuluma kakhulu malungana ngabantu bokuza ukuthi uhulumeni kanti sizwe futhi nongqongqoshe wezezimali enyangeni edlule bekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bokuza abantu bangaphandle kufanele ukuthi izinga nenani labo abasebenzayo emankampanini la eSouth Africa lehliswe. Siyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abaseZimbabwe basebenza kuma-restaurants. Sizwile-ke ukuthi uhulumeni ukudlulisa ngongqongqoshe wezimali bazobheka kakhulu kuma-restaurants ukuthi inani labantu abasebenza lapho ababuya ngaphandle lingakanani ukuze lehliswe. Kungakho kungeke kusimangalise ukuthola ukuthi abaningi sevele babona ukuthi cha amathuba abo ngathi ahamba shabalala ukuthi baphinde bathole ukusebenza la ekhaya. Kungakho sebevele bebaleka kanti ngeke sibasole futhi laba bantu ngoba uma sikhumbula cishe ngompandula ngonyaka ophelile kusiya kumfumfu abantu bokuza abaningi baye bahlaselwa lapha eSouth Africa behlaselwa emisebenzini nasezindaweni ezihlukile ukuthi bahambe kanti njalo futhi ihlebeza nenkulumo ezihambisana nalokho seziqalile okuhamba ezibhebhethekiswa yilokho okwenziwa nguhulumeni. So abantu abaningi bayahamba nje ukuzilungiselela ukuthi babalekele lokho abacabanga sokungavele kwenzeke nje mangesikhathi kuvalwa lento ye-lockdown kuthiwa iyaphela.
Iningi lalabo abavela khona ngapho eSouth Africa nxa lifika eZimbabwe litholakala lilegcikwane leli le-coronavirus. Kungakutshengisani lokho?
Iningi labantu ababuya la eSouth Africa ngempela litholakala ukuthi linomkhuhlani kumbe selinegciwane leli le-COVID-19. Lokhu kungenxa yokuthi abantu basuke sebefike ekuthini bayotestwa ngoba nakho mabephuma amaborder befika kwamanye amazwe kunomthetho ukuthi abantu kufanele baquarantine bathestwe kanti mabehleli bengathestwanga akekho ozokwazi ukuthi bayagula. Lokhu kusikhomba ukuthi abantu abanengi abahleli lapha eMzantsi Afrika abahlezi ezindlini zabo banalo leli gciwane kodwa kabakaze bayotesta kuphela okungasikhomba ukuthi okungaba luphawu nje lokuthi isimo sibi iningi labantu linalo leli gciwane le-COVID ngaphandle kokuthi abakathestwa.